Welcome to another audio presentation from Influential Presence with Val Williams, Master Certified Coach and Executive Leadership Consultant. Val specializes in the unique challenges of leadership at the senior executive ranks. Listen as Val shares her experience of working with high achievers who move up from being technical experts to full-time leaders at VP and C-levels. Val, high achievers are successful for many obvious reasons, but have you found that there's one reason that they seem to overlook?
High achievers are successful for a lot of reasons. High achievers have great performance, and high achievers have great potential for future performance. But another key ingredient for a high achiever is, how do they navigate career transitions? One of the most common shifts that I see high achievers have to make is when they move from technical excellence, from being a true technical expert, to real leadership. You often hear this shift talked about as moving from doer to leader. So I find it interesting when you look at many leaders who are at director level or VP level, they are executives, but sometimes they're still working as technical experts. It's almost like they're the super brain of their team, or they're the super performer of their team. And at some point in their career, and it's almost always by the time they move into VP level or higher, they realize that operating from this technical excellence, this technical strength, it just doesn't work anymore. As senior executives know, the job at the higher senior executive levels is that you're actually going to be leading people full time. And for high achievers who have this history of being technically the best, this can be really frustrating.
How does that frustration show up?
One of the things that I hear frequently from talented technical professionals, when they step up to that more senior leadership position, they're often saying something like, "Why can't people just do their jobs?" I was speaking with a colleague the other day who had recently been promoted to senior VP of his IT function. And he'd been a technical wizard at IT. He's very talented. He's extremely intelligent and hardworking. But his frustration with his team is obvious. It's like, you know, they know their role. Why can't they just do it? I do.
You've talked about blind spots before, things that are transparent to leaders. What was this VP's blind spot?
What he didn't see, since he's a high achiever himself, he's expecting that everyone else is just as self-motivated, as proactive as he is. And everyone isn't. Other people don't necessarily know what to do next on a team. That's not even a reflection of performance. That's a reflection of a call for leadership, that teams need direction to help them contribute to do their best. Teams also need someone to help them coordinate their actions so that they can work effectively as a team. Teams need leaders, and he's not quite appreciating that.
So what do you think defines a leader?
Well, from my perspective, there are five key skills that define a leader, particularly at the senior executive level, VP and C level. So we'll talk about two of those key skills. One thing that distinguishes a leader is their ability to create a vision. And one of my teachers, I love how he says it. He says it like this: a leader is someone who creates a vision that other people commit to. So that's the key. Can you get other people to commit to the vision? A second capability that defines a leader is their skill with developing and coaching people. So a leader is someone who can help people grow enough, both as individuals and as a team, that they're able to do the work that's necessary to realize this vision that they've committed to. The challenge for a person who's been highly technical as they move into a leadership role, and this is whether it's IT or engineering or medicine or finance, the challenge is that they have to realize that once you become a leader, your job has fundamentally changed. Leadership is just not about technical excellence. The things that they need to be concerned about as a leader are very, very different from what they're used to focusing on as a technical expert.
What are the key concerns of a leader?
That first key concern of a senior executive leader is to answer that question: what's the vision? Where are we going? As a technical person, no matter how excellent they were at doing their job, they were probably carrying out a vision that someone else had already created. A senior leader decides what the vision is and where they're taking the business. Next, a leader is going to be concerned about attracting followers and enrolling them in that vision. Because a leader without followers is, in reality, an individual contributor, not a leader. So this is where creating a powerful leadership presence is so important. You need to be able to actually influence people to commit to the vision in a way that they're willing to perform at very high levels to make it happen. As a leader, you need to inspire people to help people move and to take action and actually do something. A third concern of a leader is to get teams to work together. So after forming a team, the leader's role is to facilitate the conversations that people need to have to become a real team, not a group. And without these conversations, a group of people will do things that may seem to be going in the same direction, but they won't achieve the level of results that they could if they were actually coordinating their actions in some kind of harmony with each other. So these are just three of the key roles of a leader.
Technical ability doesn't seem to have anything to do with these concerns. They all sound like they might call for soft skills.
That's true. People often think of these leadership skills as soft skills because it's all about pulling people together. But I look at it somewhat differently. There's nothing soft about influencing people. Let's take a look at the hard bottom line. Productivity, revenues, expenses. All of these are directly related to how well a leader can coordinate the actions of a team. For example, ineffective coordination gives you higher expenses, more waste, increased turnover, and less efficiency. So often, the waste and the extra expenses in an organization can be tied directly to ineffective leadership. So when you think about it, what's more difficult than moving a group of people in the same direction? It's the ultimate challenge. Being able to effectively lead a group of people to execute a vision in a way that delivers results, that is the foundation of success in an organization. It's directly related to the bottom line. So none of this is soft. This is actually the hard truth about the importance of making that shift from doer to real leader.
Val Williams coaches senior executives to increase their impact by strengthening their leadership skills and developing a powerful executive presence. Find out more about how Val can provide individual executive coaching and present leadership seminars for your organization. Visit her website at www.valwilliams.com and check out her latest books, available now on Amazon.com.